This is Alive with Joseph.
Let's get into scriptures quickly. We're looking at what I titled Faith in the Blessing. Faith in the Blessing. Genesis chapter 1, let's begin from verse 28. It says, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. One of the greatest gifts God has given to us as a believer, or one of the greatest gifts given to you as a child of God, is the blessing. When God made man, the best thing God gave to man was the blessing. The best thing God gave to man was the blessing. The Bible said, and God blessed them, and he said to them. And God blessed them, and he said to them. He didn't give them cash. He blessed them, and he said to them. He didn't give them material possession. He blessed them, and he said to them. He didn't give them a house. He didn't give them a car. He didn't give them any material possession, no business, no vineyard given to them, no nothing that was given to them. What he did, first of all, was to bless them, and after blessing them, and he said to them. What did he say to them? He said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And in the book of Genesis chapter 9, when you study scriptures very well, you will see that when God was restarting the earth after the destruction of the earth by the flood of Noah, when God was restarting the earth, what God gave to them again as a startup capital was also the blessing. When God was restarting the earth after the earth was destroyed during the flood, because of the flood and the iniquity of man, when God had to restart the earth again, he gave them the same capital he gave to them in Genesis 1. What was the capital? The blessing. Genesis chapter 9 verse 1, he said, and God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them. He repeated the same thing he said to them in Genesis 1. In Genesis 9, as God was restarting the earth, he repeated the same thing he said to them. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. That is, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. I pray for you, 2025, you will be fruitful in the name of Jesus. You will multiply in the name of Jesus. I declare you will multiply exponentially in the name of Jesus. You will replenish the earth in the name of Jesus. When you study the Old Covenant, one of the major assignments of the priest in Israel, according to the book of Numbers chapter 6, was to bless. Numbers chapter 6 from verse 23 to 27, it says, speak unto Aaron and unto the sons of Aaron, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give them peace, and they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. That was their assignment. The major assignment for the priest was to bless. And after the revelation that Peter had concerning Jesus, when Jesus acknowledged what Peter did, the next thing Jesus did was to bless. I'm taking you from Old Testament to New Testament so that you can see the blessing. The next thing Jesus did in Matthew chapter 16, verse 17, and Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood had not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Blessed art thou. I bless you, Simon Bar-Jonah. Because of this revelation, I put the blessing on you. I declare this evening, you are blessed in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice tonight. I pray over your life. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. I say you are blessed in the name of Jesus. He said, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah. That is, Jesus placed the blessing on him. Why? Jesus was a priest. Jesus was a priest, and the major assignment of the priest is to put the blessing on God's people. And that's what I came here tonight to do, to put the blessing on you. I came here tonight as a priest, and my primary assignment tonight is to put the blessing on you, the blessing that guarantees your preservation. Therefore, tonight, I pray over you again. I declare you are blessed in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your loudest amen. I say you are blessed in the name of Jesus. What power has the blessing conferred on you? What power has the blessing conferred on you with? Number one, the blessing gives you the power to produce fruits. So the blessing makes you productive as a believer. The blessing makes you productive as a believer. Listen, friends, you are not permitted as a believer to be unproductive. Why? Because the blessing is on you. The blessing empowers you to be productive. Productive in business, productive in your career, productive as a student, productive in marriage, productive in every sphere of life. The blessing guarantees your productivity. That is to say, the believer ought to be productive wherever they find themselves. Anywhere the believer finds himself, the believer ought to be productive. Therefore, I declare by the blessing, this year you shall be productive in the name of Jesus. Every curse of unproductivity, I command it be deleted in the name of Jesus. I say be deleted in the name of Jesus. Number two, the blessing gives you the power to increase. Reduction is not your portion as a believer. And by the blessing, you are not allowed to remain the same way you have been. That is to say, there is no way we should meet you and we find you 2 years down the line, you are still the same way. Why? Because the blessing enables you to increase. The blessing enables you to increase. That is to say, everything you do should bring increase into your life. Give Jesus praise tonight. Number three, the blessing empowers you to break barriers. To replenish the earth simply means to go beyond where you are. It means you are stretching forth. The blessing empowers you to break out. It empowers you to stretch out. I pray for you today as your amen will thunder. May you break out in the name of Jesus. By the power of the blessing, may you stretch out in the name of Jesus. May you stretch out beyond your current level in the name of Jesus. The blessing. Number four, the blessing empowers you to take charge. Anywhere a blessed person enters, they take charge. Anywhere a blessed person enters, they take charge. Isaac was in the land of the Philistines. The Bible recorded he took charge. When Joseph arrived in Egypt, he took charge. He arrived in prison, he took charge. He arrived in Potiphar's house, he took charge. And after a while, he took charge of the entire Egypt. That is to say, the blessing empowers you to take charge. You enter that office, after a while, you are taking charge. You enter that business territory, after a while, you are taking charge. You enter that industry, after a while, you are taking charge. Why? The blessing empowers you to take charge. That's what the blessing does. The blessing empowers you to take charge. The Bible recorded when Jacob took charge in the house of Laban, Laban was trying to manipulate him. But when the blessing is at work, no matter who doesn't like how you are taking charge, they will not be able to do anything about it. I pray for you today, as your amen will thunder, you will take charge in the name of Jesus. I say you will take charge in the name of Jesus. Number five, the blessing empowers you to rule and reign. And they said to Abraham, you are a mighty prince amongst us. They said to Abraham, sir, listen to us. You are a mighty prince among us. Bury your dead in the choicest of the tombs. None of us will refuse you his tomb for burying your dead. Ayana Marada. The man entered the place. He didn't only take charge. He began to rule and reign in the place. And they said to him, the choicest part of the land you can take. None of us will be able to resist you. I pray for you today. Whatever has resisted you before now, I delete it by fire in the name of Jesus. You shall become irresistible in the name of Jesus. Hey! He said, none of us will refuse you. They have been refusing you and refusing you. You apply for jobs, they refuse you. You apply for promotion, they refuse you. But I came today on the wings of tonight's service. Nobody will say no to you again in the name of Jesus. They will no longer refuse you in the name of Jesus. I didn't hear your loudest amen. Give Jesus your highest praise tonight. The blessing places on your head a crown, and your crown is more than the crown on any earthly king's head. That is, in any realms you find yourself, you are in charge. Hayina Morose. Number six, the blessing empowers you with divine direction. In Genesis 12, God gave Abraham a direction that changes the entire story forever. He said, get out of your father's house, follow me. Many of you, where the reason why you are not manifesting the testimonies due to you is because of lack of direction. And the blessing gives direction. God said to him, get out. If Abraham had not received that direction, he would have died in his father's house. He would never have had all the plenty cattle and all of those things that he had. He would never have been the father of nations. He would have died there. There are many of you, God has been giving you direction. You have been resisting. And that is why you are not moving beyond where you are. Why? Because the blessing gives direction. This is the way. Follow, turn to the left, turn to the right. The blessing gives direction. There are many that are stuck, wake up, because they refuse to receive the direction given to them by the Holy Ghost. God gave Abraham direction. As a believer who is wearing the blessing, you cannot be stranded. You cannot be stranded for direction, because inside the blessing is direction. God, should I do this business? Direction. God, should I marry this one? Direction. The reason why people have married their enemies is because they have not allowed the blessing to direct them. Give Jesus praise tonight. Number seven, the blessing brings provision. The blessing commands supernatural supply. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22. The blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord there in capital letter. The blessing of the Lord. The Lord there means your owner. The blessing of the one who owns you. Listen to what it does. It maketh rich, and it added no sorrow with it. So when God blessed Abraham, when you look at the provision that came alongside the blessing, in Genesis 13 verse 2, and Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. The blessing. That's what the blessing does. The blessing makes you rich. I said the blessing makes you rich. The blessing makes you a commander of resources. I prophesy over you today. Today will be the last you will ever lack in the name of Jesus. I said today will be the last you will ever lack in the name of Jesus. By the blessing, multiply exponentially in the name of Jesus. Number eight, the blessing preserves you. The blessing protects you. The blessing preserves you. The Bible says in Isaiah 65 verse 8, I love this scripture so much. He said, thus saith the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one saith, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. So will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them all. He said, the reason I will not destroy is because there is a blessing. The blessing preserves. My friend, no devil can destroy you while you are wearing the blessing. No man, no woman can destroy you. They can make their threats. They can gang up against you. They can plan against you. They can plot against you. After they finish, before they share grace, they shall be scattered. That is what the Bible says. Who is he that can lift their voice against the elect of the Lord when the Lord himself has not approved it? Give the Lord your praise tonight. The blessing preserves. The blessing protects. God fights and defends you. The blessing protects. God fights, defends, and protects the one that is carrying the blessing. When you study scriptures very well, even when the guy came to collect Abraham's wife, God visited him by night and said, look, return the man's wife or I'll kill you. And the man woke up and said, hey, why didn't you tell me she was your wife? He said, but I know that you will kill me. God visited him. I don't know who it is. There are people God will have to visit this week. You better say amen. There are people God will have to visit this week. They have refused to give you your employment letter. God will visit them this week in the name of Jesus. The same way God visited Laban. Have you seen the pattern? God visited Laban. Laban said, can you imagine a man chasing after another man for 7 days' journey?
And he came to him and said, look, if your God had not visited me, my intention was to destroy you. There are those whose intention is to destroy you this year, but I pray for you. May they have a divine visitation in the name of Jesus. May God tell them to hush in the name of Jesus. Give Jesus praise tonight. Number 9, the blessing empowers your health. The blessing replenishes your health, replenishes your strength. Concerning Moses, the Bible said in Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 7, the Bible said, although Moses was 120 years old when he died, his eyesight was not dim, nor his natural strength abated. The man was still as strong as any teenager. He was still as strong. Why? The blessing empowers your health. The blessing gives you health and vitality. I pray for you this year, you will not be sick in the name of Jesus. By the blessing, you will not see any hospital this year in the name of Jesus. Number 10, the blessing empowers you with divine life. Your days on the earth is fulfilled. God satisfies you with long life. Psalm 91 verse 16. With a long life, I will satisfy him. I will let him see my salvation. I will let him see. God satisfies you with long life. Long life is not a prayer point, because you are aware, you are carrying the blessing. When a man wears the blessing, long life is part of the blessing. You enjoy long life. You enjoy long. They say people don't live long in this place. You say minus me. Minus me. Even death will refuse to come and collect you. Long life. Death will refuse. When they send death your way, say, is it that one? No, we're not going. Death will refuse. Because why? You are a carrier of life. The Zoe life. The life of God. Life in abundance. Life to the full. Life till it overflows. Receive that life in the name of Jesus. Enjoy that life in the name of Jesus. You will live long in the name of Jesus. You will see your children in the name of Jesus. No premature death is permitted around you in the name of Jesus. And any casket that have been smuggled into your 2025, I search out that casket. I command you to catch fire in the name of Jesus. Any grave that have been dug for you for 2025, wherever it was dug, I move into the spirit realm. I close the grave in the name of Jesus. Enjoy long life in the name of Jesus. Give me 3 powerful amen. 2, 3. Thunder, I enjoy long life. Say amen to that. Give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. The blessing gives you long life. In your 60s, you're looking like 30s. In your 70s, we're asking, when is your 35th birthday? When the blessing is not at work, you see the person they look finished. A 20 years old boy looks 42. You're asking, what's going on with you? Because, you know, there's no Zoe life. That will not be your story. Because you're wearing the blessing. Celebrate the Lord if you believe you're wearing the blessing. How do you activate the blessing? Quickly. Take notes. How do you activate the blessing? Number 1, you activate the blessing by the force of praise. The force of praise. Psalm 67 verse 5 to 7. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our God, shall bless us. Your earth will yield her increase in the name of Jesus. I say your earth will yield her increase in the name of Jesus. He said, God shall bless us and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Praise is a platform for activating the blessing. Listen, friends, if you remain praiseful this year, no devil can hinder the manifestation of the blessing. If you remain praiseful this year, remain praiseful this year, remain praiseful this year, in the midst of battles, remain praiseful. In the midst of what is not working, remain praiseful. As you remain praiseful, the scripture says, then the earth shall yield her increase, and God, even our God, shall bless us. When you release the force of praise, you compel the earth to yield an increase to you. How do you activate the blessing? Number 2, activate the blessing by the force of prayer. Jacob provides us with a good example of the power of prayer. He wrestled in the place of prayer, and he didn't just wrestle, he prevailed, and the blessing was activated. I read quickly Genesis 32 from verse 24 to 28. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, this man saw that he couldn't prevail against Jacob. He touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint. As he wrestled with him, he continued wrestling. Hey, Anamarada. This guy continued in prayer. He continued in prayer. You never get to a place where you say, I have prayed enough. You know, actually I was coming 21 days. No. He continued in prayer. The hollow of his thigh was out of joint. He continued in prayer. Because why? You don't stop praying until you receive what you're looking for. Even when you receive, you continue to pray to preserve what you have received. He continued until the breaking of the day. And he wrestled with him, and he said, let me go. The man now got tired. Let me go where now? For the day breaketh, and he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. I'm tired of this reproach. I will not let you go, except you bless me. I'm tired of this shame. I'm tired of this repeated pattern. I'm tired of having a business that is never moving forward despite all my labor. I am tired of marriage that today it is trouble, tomorrow peace, today trouble, tomorrow peace. I cannot count with my fingers how many times you have had peace in my marriage. I'm tired. He said, I won't let you go. I'm tired. I'm tired of running away from Esau, my brother. I'm tired. I'm tired of being cheated by people I help. Laban almost killed me. I'm tired. Something has to change. I will not let you go unless you bless me. I won't let you go. And he said unto him, what is your name? He said, my name is Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. The story changed. I don't know who you are. Your story has changed. I say your story has changed. For as a prince, you have power with God and with men, and you have prevailed. I prophesy 2025, prevail in the name of Jesus. I say prevail in the name of Jesus. Prevail in the marketplace in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise tonight. Friends, you can make demands on the blessing at the place of prayer. Morning prayer, don't joke with it. Don't play with it. Wake up, don't play with it. You are making demands. Morning prayers, you're making demands. No matter how tired you are, rise from that bed. Don't let your bed be your grave. Rise, come out of it. Tell the bed, leave me alone. And probably if you're not lying on the bed, you're lying on the floor. Tell the floor, leave me alone. Because now you may say, well, pastor, you're not talking to me. You said bed, so I will continue. No, including you. Tell the floor. You're okay, your own is not bed, it's couch. Your wife has condemned you to the couch for 2 months now. You know yourself. It have been couch. You tell the couch, leave me alone. Hallelujah. In the place of prayer, you can put pressure on the blessing so that whatever remotely looks like a curse is broken. Number three, the force of confession. The Bible says, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. What is the main thing that you will have to fight with? He said, your confession. Words are the most powerful things God has given to you and I to work with on the planet Earth. Words are so powerful that God himself said, death and life are in the power of the tongue, not in the power of the devil. Death and life are not in the hands of the devil. They are in the power of the tongue, in the face of adversity. You will have to hold fast to your confession. Hold fast to your confession. The Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, according to James chapter 1, verse 5 to 8, Let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. The man wants to receive, but he's in the place of double-mindedness. He wants to receive. His heart, his mouth is saying something else. His heart is saying something else. He wants to receive. He wants to receive, but he is not. He says something else in the public and says something else in the private. And the Bible now went further in James chapter 3, verse 3 to 4. He said, we put bits in horses' mouths. We put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us. And we turn their whole body. Look also at sheep. Although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder. Wherever the pilot desires, as big as a sheep is, it is what is turning the sheep is a small rudder. As the captain of the sheep, as powerful as he is, without the small rudder, he can't move the sheep around. The same way the tongue, as insignificant as the tongue looks, my friend, activating the blessing is on your tongue. You keep confessing. You keep declaring. You keep declaring. You never get tired of declaring. You keep declaring. Alive Church, you will touch thousands, thousands. Time will come where this auditorium will only be able to house our partnership nights. That time will come. There was a time we used to declare, you know, that the members we had then, the time will come. Those will be our volunteers. We had our volunteer meeting last month. And truly, the volunteers was the membership we used to have. We had close to almost 200 volunteers. Keep talking. Keep talking. To keep talking is to keep living. Keep talking. Keep speaking. And don't speak wrong words. Speak. You know, someone said, doesn't anything bad ever happen to you? Well, when it happens, I never knew. Because I kept speaking. What I kept speaking over was overriding the bad things that was happening around me. Listen, don't fall into that trap where people want you to agree with their theology. Refuse to agree with any man's theology. If any man feels that, you know, how can you be saying all the time, you are blessed, you know, no. Hey, my brother, that's your theology. Stay with it. Leave me with my own. I am blessed because I know death and life are in the power of the tongue. You keep talking. Keep talking. Keep your hand on the rudder. Keep turning the sheep. The storm comes. Keep talking. You keep turning the sheep. The pilot never removes his hand from the rudder. No matter how fierce the storm is lashing at the sheep, he keeps holding it because that is the only guarantee the sheep has to have a safe sail. When challenges put enough pressure on people, when it puts enough pressure on people, they will start saying things they never intended to say. But get a Holy Spirit filled sister, Holy Spirit filled brother. When challenges come, they rise higher. They rise higher. Even when you lack words, pray in the spirit. Ragadoza baragadaza. Liskapatayada barataya. Let tears be flowing from your eyes. Keep praying in the spirit. You're crying. Ragagadabalaga. Keep declaring. Keep talking. Keep talking. Keep talking. Keep talking. Because the more you talk, the more creation is listening to your voice. Listening to your voice. Receiving commands to clear things that needs to be cleared. I don't know who you are. Whatever you have said that has kept you where you are, I lift up the rod of higher authority. I command those words be cancelled by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I give you a new lease of life. Angels heed to your voice. But your voice has to be in line with his word. Psalm 103 verse 20. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his words, heeding the voice of his word. Give voice to the word of God. Give voice to the word of every day. Wake up. Give voice to the word of God. Listen, friends, you have no right to belong to a church like this that wakes up to pray in the morning and you are not praying. It will testify against you on judgment day. You will say, God, I never had help. God will play the video. The labor of Pastor Joseph, God will play it for you. As a witness. God will play Fresh Fire Wednesday. Play all of them as a witness to testify. You had help, but you rejected the help given to you. Every morning I'm waking up to come and sweat so that you can become better. And you are sleeping. You close your eyes. Fine. Haven't you slept enough? You start sleeping from 9 p.m. Hey, where now? What is it? Even the dead wants to wake up. How much more the living? From 9 p.m. You sleep, 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 sleep. 9, 10, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 8 hours only you. Out of 24, you have collapsed 8 on sleeping. How do you want to make progress in life? Out of 24, 8 has gone to sleeping. Only you. We are waking up to pray. You're sleeping. You're snoring. Disturbing the neighbors. The prayers will be a testament. You say, God, I never had help. God will say, no, help was available. You say, God, on this my particular problem, God will say, there was a day Pastor Joseph addressed the problem in morning prayers. And if you had woken up to pray, you will have gotten your result. You say, but God, when? God will take the video and play. And will play when I'm saying, type and declare. Type and declare. And you'll see. Give Jesus praise. God will play the video. Now you will stand stone dated. Say, but God, my sister, help was available. Give Jesus praise tonight. But God, you know, my children, you know, nobody could pray. God said, no. There was a day, Pastor Joseph, he keeps praying, bring your children for anointing service. Wake them up. If you can't bring them, you were sleeping. Your children were sleeping. The final scripture, and we pray and go. Haggai chapter 2, verse 6 to 8. And for thus says the Lord of hosts, once more, it is a little while, I will shake the heaven and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake all nations. They shall come to the desire of all nations. I will fill this temple. He's talking about you. He will fill you with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine. The gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. He said, the desire of all nations shall come. What does he mean when he said that? What he's simply saying is, the hidden, they will come to desire you. Their desire, their desire will come to you. He said, he will fill this house. You are the house. He will fill with glory. He's not talking about this building. He's talking about you. You are a living stone. You are the house of God. You are Zion. Yes, we have a meeting point. But you are the Zion. You are the Zion. He said, I will fill this house with glory. And he said, and he now began to tell us what glory he will fill it with. In case you think that the glory is being spooky. No. He said, this is the glory I will fill the house with. And they shall come to deserve honor. I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord. What is the glory? The silver is the glory. The gold is mine. I will fill you with gold. I will fill you with silver. The works of you will never be labor in vain because of the blessing. You will never have a moment where you lack because of the blessing. Jesus paid the price for you to get all of this back. And I declare, under this anointing, let the blessing begin to manifest on your life. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Let's rise on our feet.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Ngokocha. Till next time, God bless.